Okay, sweet. We're gonna. This is the newest Super Dicks. This is very impromptu. So yeah, let's start with Angie. Okay, you are in the in a small town in Utah, in southern Utah, and you are at the local dining hall. Okay, you have recently experienced your powers, and but you're not sure on like you don't know exactly all your powers yet, so I guess you know them but you haven't used them too much, and you have joined the Mutant Resistance Force recently with your with your spouse, I guess. Yeah, there we go. And you're gonna meet two other guys in this diner. Okay.
All
Angie, it's your turn. Your yeah.
Sounds like he's trying to talk to us.
Straight.
Seems legit.
What in the moon closer to the damn mic? Oh. I said I ordered a few drinks.
Okay, what kind of drinks are you gonna order?
Oh
What
my.
is that sound? Okay, this is okay, whatever.
Never question the sound, man. Never question what the sounds are.
Okay,
About an hour. Yeah.
okay, BT, it's your
Oh,
turn. She's
shit.
ordering drinks, whatever that means. So she's getting a shake.
Ask if they have anything that has some alcohol in it.
All right, so.
Okay, this is Utah, sir.
And
You have to go to the you have to go to the state liquor place to get some booze. And they give you a
what kind of weird thing is this?
they give
They
you a ju
don't serve liquor?
they give you a judgmental look, kind of, and then they move on.
Looks like it was good in Utah, wasn't it? The corn.
Okay, Adam and Sendu, your guys just walk in.
It's good to get some food in us. Oh God, you would not believe how much it takes just to summon a freaking dragon. You know how big those things are? Bigger than that bus outside.
Well, why didn't we just eat the dragon?
Well, have you ever considered the fact that it has freaking scales that are tougher than most Kevlar armor?
Well, it's not my fault someone didn't want to get the Wonder Scaler.
There doesn't even exist such a thing. Only a scaling knife. Good God.
Yes, a scaling knife with the word "wonder" written on it. Misspelled.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm just gonna go order something that's not disgusting.
Well, like some cider.
Okay.
Preferably
Um.
nice.
Okay. BT, Angie, you recognize the two guys that you were supposed to meet. One is wearing some weird. He looks kind of like a bad Harry Potter fan, kind of dressed like some kind of wizard or something. And the other one, well, you know what? It's easier. You two explain how you look like. It's easier that way.
First, Adam.
Right. I'm basically like a guy that wears like a blood red, like robe. I have this neat little staff that has a ruby and like a dragon on it. I basically have this sort of like, it's kind of like a. I'm trying to find a way to summarize that. It's basically like a modern day version of like a dragon summoning wizard, basically. Thing basically kind of like Harry Potter or the Dresden Files or something like that.
That
any other basic
thing
idea?
At the good store.
Okay, Sandu. So we know now. Blood, red, whatever, dragon, blah, blah. Sandu, how
now
do you
I'm
look?
I'm just wearing whatever I found at the good store.
So he's just regular looking dude.
With a headband.
Okay. So it's. With a headband.
I can turn
okay.
into a Power Ranger, apparently.
Don't you dare.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay, so it's, BT, Angie, how do you react?
Okay. Just a sec, Brennan's still on the phone with his dad.
Okay. Why do these things always happen,
because
then?
If they didn't happen, they wouldn't have given happen.
Or it's just...
Okay, we see these two idiots come up as we recognize that we're supposed to be meeting. He's in a red getup, and the other looks like a normal
yeah.
idiot with a headband.
Okay, I walk up and ask if they have any booze.
Yep.
They have cider, but that's about it. Like hard cider.
That works. Give me your hard cider.
Wait, what the hell? Hard cider? Your character, I am DMing Adam. So oh, you have hard cider with you? So
no,
you're giving
I
him
just...
hard cider. Adam, don't take over DMing
I'm
when
sorry,
I'm DMing.
I'm
serious,
sorry.
Serious.
I didn't know I was taking priority or something. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Well, okay, your character says they have
oh,
hard
okay.
cider, okay?
Oh, I have to turn back to the barber. Give me a hard
you can go to the you can go to the Maverick. You can go to the Maverick right across the street and get some hard
okay.
cider there.
The Maverick.
And I follow him.
Okay.
I stay with my hubby as an idiot.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
Well,
I'm
in
a bar with some popcorn.
Meanwhile, I'm just sitting in a booth, like, still grieving over the loss of my dear Sylvia dragon.
See, this is the thing what happens when I'm not prepared. I cannot come up with a good hook for you idiots to stay together. Then I have to
do
two separate games.
I propose somebody comes in and enlists us
okay.
all in the tournament.
Okay, there is a bunch of, he sees a bunch of SWAT cars move in, and they said, "Unregistered mutant, down on the floor, now!"
Oh,
they have all guns and shit.
You think we should go help?
Okay, oh yeah, by the way, since we are again doing it, what?
What?
You see, that's why when I don't prepare, this is the
thing. You kind of confused me
what
you said, though.
Exactly what happened. You give me even an hour to prepare. I'm fine.
Now, like, you're just...
Okay.
Yeah,
everybody
was,
go to the dice room.
I was
room.
Thinking
to
just that. Because I was anticipating something like this.
Oh, shoot a link.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. You should have the link to the dice room by now, okay?
I fucking bookmarked it. Christ's
sake. You don't have it on this computer yet, so we need
okay,
it.
Okay, that I can justify.
Yes, okay. But, whatever. I'm just gonna give it to you one more time.
Yeah, I already did it. Because I'm a boss that way.
This is a train wreck. Oh well.
You.
Who says I don't
train
like train wrecks?
Yeah.
Hey, Tiger Claw Room, one word.
Oh,
and
oh
set
yeah.
Set it for 1D100 because that's the dice we're going to use.
I don't actually know how to
play. I don't play RPG for so long. Ooh, 85.
Okay, everybody roll for a speed check to see who can do.
Ooh, 86. Nice. That was a nice looking 86. Oh, wait. I was going to say, somebody got it. Perfect. I'm like, wait. What?
58.
Oh, yeah.
No one does nothing.
Fine. I get priority.
I found the weapons there.
Showing. 25 and 88. One of us sucked. What's the first draw? Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
I got
the
25.
25. Give me a sec. 25. Okay, could you at least tell me what you guys' speed is?
No, you're speed.
No accent.
Sorry.
No accent. I'm shutting down the accent now.
You mean the agility?
It's not happening. Not happening.
It says agility.
There should be speed. Yes, agility, but that's not speed.
Speed.
I guess it's agility. Whatever. It's agility.
Mine says remarkable 30.
Mine is good 10.
Okay. So yours is good, and what did you roll? Good and 86. Okay. Okay, you got a yellow hit.
Remarkable 30.
So Sandu, what is your agility score? Remarkable and 30. Okay, that's white. BT, what's your agility score?
And I rolled the 25.
Okay. Yeah. And Angie, what's your
40.
Agility score?
She rolled
a... And you rolled a...
Oh, she rolled an 88.
A 40?
Jesus.
Yeah, that's her turn, definitely.
Prime time of your life.
Okay, Angie, it's your turn. Don't talk it over, just do something, okay? I thought you were old. It's just say something and I will help you. I told you already long ago to make a character for exactly these circumstances. So, okay, your powers are vibration. I'm explaining the powers, okay? Chill out. Vibration. That means you can vibrate stuff, basically. Resist mental. You can resist mental attacks. Kinetic bolt. You can shoot bolts of kinetic power. It's like movement bolts. Bouncing ball. You can bounce like a ball. Basically, you can like... when you jump down, you don't hurt. You just bounce. But you have to roll to do that. Kinetic bolt. So you basically have two types of kinetic bolt. So you have basically one. So whatever. Let's say because it rolled twice, you can do the kinetic bolt at once, twice.
Wow, so basically she's the embodiment of all things Newton. Oh, it's
going to cause an earthquake.
No, kinetic vault to cause an earthquake. Okay, vibration. That's definitely vibration. Okay, okay. You see the karma points? The karma points you can use to get a better roll. So if you say you want to use a certain amount or all your karma to get your better roll, then when you roll it and it's bad or whatever, those points get added. But you have to always say it before. Okay.
Which do I roll?
So. One D100.
You got talked to.
Talk to me.
They skip ad.
Shut up, Adam. 65. Okay. Remarkable. 65. Yellow feet. Okay. Let me see here. Is it where's your character sheet again? Okay, vibration remarkable. So that's 30 damage. Okay, the entire place shakes and cracks
Ow.
Open like everybody gets 30 damage. Basically from debris falling down from the houses and just from shaking and like falling down and the cracks opening up. So Evan Prower, how much is your hit points?
Wow.
30 damage. Okay. You got your 24. What happens is the roof breaks in from the building and yeah,
okay,
well, you're dying. You're, like, conscious and dying. Wait, that's a minus 6 for you. And it was Sentai Master. You've got a little bit more health. Actually, quite a lot of more health, so 60. You get hit by some of the debris. Most of the SWAT guys either fall into cracks and die or get hit by the car tips over.
Overkill.
And most of them run away. So, okay. Next person was Sendu, I believe. He was the next fastest.
Well, it says I have a first aid kit. Can I try to heal Adam with it?
Yeah, so what do you do? Yeah, you can do. You'll need to do a would be a reason check, and you'll get at least one tab bumped because you have a first aid kit, Sentai Master, and
okay, bam.
Have you rolled 1d100?
97.
97. Okay, fine. This is like a critical hit in any book. You can bring back Adam to life. Roll a 1d. Roll 3d6. That's how much hit points he gets back.
That's kind of funny.
13.
Okay, that's pretty funny, actually. Okay, 13. 6, and then. Okay, you're now at 7 hit points, Adam. Your wounds are... He stopped the bleeding, and he used everything he could, but you're barely conscious.
Oh.
Overkill, that's what happened.
I'll say, I've got a freaking slab of fucking concrete dropped on my ass.
BT, you have also lost 30 points, so from different debris falling on you, but you're still fine. You got like your max. You got, you're fine with the points. Yeah, exactly. So okay. So that was your turn.
I continue to walk over.
Adam is out, so it's your turn.
Gas station to see if there's any cider left.
Cider.
Okay, you walk out with like gashing like, wounds and stuff.
You're just trying to get your booze. Yeah, that.
Like, he'll do anything to get his booze.
He's basically playing me.
He's basically the guy that me just doesn't look back at an explosion. He just keeps on going.
What's so basically about it? That is what happened.
Okay, bite it. Wait, Angie, oh well, since you made it, it's fine, you're fine. Yeah, basically, the whole block is in ruins right now, and there's cracks in the floor and whatever, so. Okay,
waffles.
What we're gonna do here is, waffles. Why always waffles? Why always food? Okay.
Maybe we should get the heck out of here.
Yep. Before I end up dying.
Again.
Jinx.
No, it was not a jinx. That was clearly way far off.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, out of the one of the armored cars, you see a big guy come out. He's got blonde hair, and he seems to have violet eyes, I guess. And he seems to like have darker skin, and he has like robotic parts on him. And he's just like yelling at you, "Chilborg is gonna crush you."
The walking Swiss Army knife.
He just comes out.
Oh, well, guess it's time to get revenge. If I can, that is.
Yeah.
Aren't you a little bit, not ready to fight?
Let me see here.
Fuck that! Oh, I got a piece of concrete hit on me. That's about it, though.
Not that funny.
Okay.
It's over 99!
Everybody rolled 1d100.
No, it's not.
90!
No.
90?
Five and seven.
Oh, God, that is so...
Okay. So, it's... Okay, my turn, then it's... Adams, and then Sandu. And then, who was the first one? Because it's Bites, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's then Angie and then BT. Okay. Okay. Oh. Okay. The guy, one of his arms, his right arm changes into a cannon. And he's charging his cannon, and you see it seems to be the area around it starts to freeze, but it's basically what happens is it shoots it, but it, like his arm basically just the energy explodes, and he looks all dumb. And his arm just freezes and breaks off, basically. So.
Evil laugh.
Yeah, I actually practiced how to do an evil laugh. Just for an occasion like this.
And it's
okay.
Yeah.
Well, next person is Evan Prower. Yes,
sucking.
It sucks. Yeah, you are like still like
well,
on.
You certainly suck a lot more than I do.
Keep that in mind.
So I guess it's time to kill you now. And so I begin to summon my dragon.
Remember, your dragon died last time, but I'll be nice. You were able to use the thing to basically summon
I have,
your dragon.
Summoning.
Do we have the stats for him at all?
Oh, stats. Okay.
Yes, yeah, summoning. That's not a stat.
That's
a power.
I don't have stats for the dragon, oddly. I
it's
never got around to that. It was just like a
dragon sword.
Whatever. I'll just make up the stats. So that's
yep.
that's your
70.
You're doing the summoning. Yeah. Roll 1d100. It's 70. Okay. Remarkable. Yeah, you're fine. You summoned him, but it takes the whole round to summon him. Okay, next person is
All right, boy, do it like Lord
Sindhu.
Of Japanese enemies.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that. I'm just trying to.
Adam, is there whenever like you do not talk about anime whenever I talk to you or play a game or do anything on Skype?
Ah, jeez, can barely remember what this
Let's continue,
does.
Sindhu. Come on. Can you barely ever remember anything about the guys that you play? At least you use your first aid kit. That's good. You have
Got
telekinesis.
It.
You
Got
can
it.
Move stuff. And you're very... your
I
telekinesis,
use the telekinesis
also...
To throw
basically,
one of those broken concrete.
Your agility is very high. And you're fine.
Come on, lucky number 72.
Okay, then,
Darn,
then roll
so
1d100. That's actually pretty funny. 72. Okay, that's 30 is remarkable, and then 32. So let's make it 60. Okay. It's not cheating because you got a yellow feet. You got a yellow roll. How is that cheating? You smash the you throw the telekinetically the
ouch
concrete into his face. I'm gonna see if he still stays conscious.
Definitely
he stays conscious. No questions there. Yeah, you did. You did 60 damage. So basically, you smash the concrete and he falls back into the movie theater, which is behind him. So, and there's like the theater was already somewhat damaged and now it falls on him. Doing an extra. Let me see. 4 damage on him. Okay. Next okay. Who is next? Wrong page. Next is BT, right. Oh, no, Angie. It's Angie's turn.
Angela, could you call me a B?
Angela.
We just do this shit to amuse ourselves. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
So, he's not dead. We're still fighting him.
She ditched us.
You just walk away. Okay. Just make it as hard on me as possible, right?
You still love me, Sean.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
What are you doing?
So she just walks away. Okay. BT, what is your... Are you still heading towards the gas station?
Once again, he'll do anything to get his booze.
Okay, you are half the way there, but one of the, there's a huge crack created by Angie's thing, so it's about 12 feet wide, and it's about like 50. You don't see. It's pretty far away, so you'll have to take a long way around to get to the gas station. Oh, okay. You can see this one big metal, part from the house you could possibly put on there. So, that's your round then. Okay. And more baby crying, yay, whatever. Let's continue. Okay, it's 1D100.
Hey,
time.
I'm getting a dwarf. I thought out.
1D100, the most awkward dice to roll. 24.
I got a 72.
Adam.
The 76
okay,
is mine
BT,
and
those first two are
MD.
Those your initiatives?
Damn.
Yep, first one will always be mine.
Okay. And the first one is yours? Then. I know.
Adam.
What I'm talking about is Adam. That's 72. Okay, BT, as you walk around, you see this guy, and he's like. Somewhat wounded and everything, and he walks, and he's like coughing. Hey, dude, are you the mutants I was supposed to meet?
Adam.
Did you did all this ruckus?
Yeah, I shook my shoulders at
him. You do recognize him. You know him only as David. Okay. You see, I was just in this... place, and I got some beers and just to pass the time, but you know how hard it is to get some booze in Utah. Anyway, here you
my
go
wife?
Have a beer with me. Who's still with you? We need to get out before they send some bigger guns like the Superior Six or something.
Blokes. Where do you want us to
or
go?
There are other idiots in clown costumes. You leave me to that. That's kind of my specialty. I can travel. I can create gates through which we can travel in, so we could be in Japan. Although, I don't. I haven't been too good at it, but we should get out here anyway. Anywhere is safer than here.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back then. Okay. Okay, as you're around, next person is, let me see here. Where's
Adam Hedgehog?
Right. It's time to toss
Adam.
Thing. It's my dragon.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Rolling the die. Fuck, it's a 33. Damn.
So you're sitting on the dragon.
We're gonna
wake
him up.
Don't they have the stats for this dragon somewhere? I should have it. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I have the stats because we did use him before.
Leroy!
Leroy Jenkins. Oh,
sorry.
No. God, this gets worse. Never ending spiral of shit. Anyway, he doesn't listen to you anyway, he just walks around.
You're ordering voice, man.
And walks away from you.
We have to get royal up in this.
What?
Okay, next person is Sendu. Angie on?
She's dealing with the poopy bumps now.
BT.
She'll just follow my character for right now.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Okay. So she's just following you. Yeah, okay.
She's still lying down in the rubble of movie stuff.
Okay, what do you do, Sendu?
You know what?
Yeah, he's kind of moving slightly.
I wonder if I can do this. And use my telekinesis to pick up all the broken glass and make it rain down on him. All right, fine, whatever.
All right, it's going to be a little bit tougher because you're just trying to choose glass, so...
Okay, rubble. Just pick stuff up.
If you just say rubble, then it's going to be
easier.
Come
on, lucky number...
Okay.
83.
Okay, roll.
13. Close enough. It's not... like it matters.
Okay, your skill in this power... Yes, it does matter. Yeah, well, if you have a really high skill, then you can still. 13. Well, it didn't matter. You're right.
I knew I should have dredged first.
Basically, nothing happens. Absolutely nothing. Okay.
I wonder if this character still has that gun I stole.
Let's reroll then.
It was way, 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 way back when I used telekinesis to steal.
Where did you steal
from
a gun?
Enemy.
You didn't write it down, so you don't have it. You have to write these things down. Yeah, you have $495 though.
Yeah, I'll buy a gun at the thrift store.
If you really want a gun,
there.
You could just go to the nearby thrift store. I don't think you have to really buy anything because...
Oh, wait a second. I could just take a gun off one of these corpses in the gate.
I think if you go a little bit far away, there is...
Which I will do on my next turn.
Yep, that's actually a good idea. There's a bunch of SWAT guys. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Okay, what's gonna happen is this guy, David, you see BT's character walking with David, and David then says, "Oh, hi, it's you guys. We can get the hell out of here." Then he starts lifting his arms, and I'm gonna see here. 91, okay. And, okay, this gate opens. And it's like some kind of energy gate. And he says, "Get in here, we'll be to safety." Kind of like a slider's gate or something.
I'm coming,
okay. I have to walk in the last since I'm maintaining it, so get in fast. It's pretty stable now, but...
Yep.
Okay, Adam, I'm guessing you're walking in with your drag on top of your dragon. Okay. Okay. So you walk in, and BT's character. Are you there, BT?
Yeah.
Okay. So Angie's character is just following BT. Okay. You see this desolate landscape, and the gate. Basically, the guy walks through, and the gate closes, and it's this giant, this destroyed city, or this town. And the guy just looks at you and like, weird.
Looks like Japan.
I wanted to go to Japan. Huh. Probably not a good idea. Not really. There hasn't been any earthquakes in Japan recently. This doesn't even look like Japan at all. Look, and he points at one of the buildings, destroyed buildings, and it looks eerily familiar. Like
93.
Roll everybody a 1d100.
4.
Reason check. Okay.
I don't want to be the reason.
Descend to 93. What's your reason?
Reason is good 10.
Okay, 93. Okay. And 54. Okay, Sandu right away realizes that this is the same place you've been. Just it's very much more destroyed, and it has been for quite some time.
Oh no.
Time jumped? What are you talking about? I can only travel through different places, I guess. Although
oh,
one of the
you jumped only a moment, but it took.
I wasn't very
years
sure. This is only the fifth time I jumped, so. I'm not sure if it's time related. There was this one scientist that says that it could be possible that I could, since I can jump the spatial dimensions, I might be able to jump
thing.
The universal dimensions too, which meaning
Well, hit the undo button.
A parallel dimension, apparently. Whoa, that's trippy. The thing was, before the experiment, they experimented on me, the government dudes. I could only jump through other places, but they put me in this weird radiation thing and make me drink this stuff. I'm not sure if I can jump anywhere, like, spatially. But I will try to get us back, but it will take me some time to recharge my power.
As long as it's got booze,
until then, we'll just have to survive here, whatever this place is.
Perhaps maybe a clinic to clean up some of these wounds we got.
Well, let's hope it does. I don't know, man. We gotta look around. Okay, are you guys looking for... just something to drink, I guess. Something to eat, or whatever.
I have a lot of reason checks going on.
Okay, everybody roll 1d100.
Damn,
reason 25. Check.
48.
Okay, where is this stupid page? Okay, so, Angie finds some food and some, between a bunch of, she sees a bunch of skeletons and skulls, but she finds some Twinkies and some
Zombieland,
drinks
Zombieland.
That have been in a fridge that amazingly still somewhat worked, I guess,
movie.
But and some stuff. Yeah, reference. No, I don't care. I like it too, but we don't care. You find a couple of other things, some jerkies and stuff. Anything that could last for a longer time period is you can find. Other things that haven't been able to last. They're not the. You find some beer, BT. It's
as long as it's not vinegar, that's good.
It tastes somewhat more bitter, but it seems to be drinkable. Yeah. Okay, it's getting dark outside. Basically, where you find the stuff, where it was, you basically got to the how you say that, the gas station. There you go, the Maverick. But it's, I'm guessing, in another dimension, I guess.
Start fire,
anyway,
make camp.
So, what are you doing? It's getting dark.
Fine. They are all the
okay, you
want to
start fire, so...
You know, I could probably help out with that, since I have a dragon.
My reason? It is,
what,
it
what's,
is good
what's,
10.
What's your reason? What's your reason? Tell me the level. Yes. Now... Yes, okay, good 10. I almost said you're going to... Okay, 57. Okay, you made a fire. Wasn't too hard. You find some of the wood and the debris, and... You could find a fire light. Or how you call those? A lighter. There you go. Okay.
Yeah,
you guys, anything? Are you planning anything? Are you gonna like just go to sleep or what? Okay, BT is asleep. He's going to
good
sleep.
Night.
He's basically. Him and David are just drinking and just talking and just going to sleep. They're getting drunk and going to sleep.
She's not here!
Angie's character is drinking with them and going to sleep since she's not here. So
I will also hit the hay.
Ah, what the hell. I'll do
okay.
it too.
Adam, Sandu, what are you guys doing? Okay.
Oh, there's nothing freaking on.
Okay, give me a second.
There's not anything on.
Okay.
Check. Shit. Again. 52.
Okay, 40. Everybody roll a 1d100.
Fuck.
Yep.
The dice are not working in my favor.
BT, could you roll for you and Angie? And I'm going
to
roll for David.
The dice! Oh.
Okay. Suddenly, you hear the sound is...
Oh,
the fuck?
And you feel this wet, squishy stuff fall all over you. You wake up, and you're covered in blood and gore, and David is only is cut in half by something. And you see a couple of things in there. You see this from outside, this skeletal, shiny kind of thing, vaguely humanoid, shining in the thing,
oh,
two red eyes, and something that
sake.
Looks like a skull, and it has a big,
really?
Has two big guns, rifles on it.
Really?
And it walks towards
damn
you.
It. I did 37.
Look,
okay. Everybody roll on the 100.
Finally,
for initiative.
Yeah, for initiative.
Does it look like a game?
Yes.
I don't.
Fire.
Okay.
I'm not lying.
I am complaining. Do you want to hear lying?
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, that was Sendu. It's 37.
Derp.
Evan, 77, and then, okay, BT, it's your turn. Wait, I gotta roll one, too. Okay, it's BT's turn first, then it's Evan Prower,
okay,
and
I'm
then it's mine.
Vibration control
then it's Angie's, I mean Sendu, and then Angie's. So.
You can do it.
Okay. Another earthquake. Okay, roll.
It says it's amazing.
Okay, what's your vibration control ability?
Yep.
Amazing. Okay. Okay, 63, right? Okay. That's
okay.
50.
Ooh, 75.
Everybody roll.
35.
I think I should be in the clear.
90 and 52.
Okay. What happens is you try to do the earthquake, but you actually create a vibrational pattern that creates an earthquake, but it vibrates everybody's body too. Okay? In a painful manner. And the thing is, you got Sendu's frequency. Let me see here.
Frequency.
Is
he a robot?
I'm gonna roll here too. And no, it's the frequency where it's like it's called a vibrational frequency, where you can cause pain to somebody or to destroy a thing. So basically, Sendu explodes in from the vibrational.
That would suck if he did die.
Thing. He just like wobbles little around. Man. Let me see. Maybe he survives.
Do I get the roll? One D 101. 90.
Yeah, well, endurance. Roll endurance. Roll.
Dang.
Don't say one. Okay, 90. Okay, No, 90 is good now. You want to roll high for. That's good. 90, and you got 20 for endurance. So. Okay, you feel somewhat sick. But you're still fine. You still get the half damage of 25, so you're down to 35 damage. Okay. Did you roll 75? 90. Okay, everybody gets 25. And also the
all right, big ugly.
The creature outside, yeah, whatever. Stupid. Also gets 25 damage, so. Okay, give me a second here. I gotta write those in.
What do I have left, Captain? I wasn't sure if we still kept the damage from the last battle.
Well, if you would write it, then you would know. Yes, we kept it because you don't heal that fast. Evan Prower, okay. Well, you're dying again. So, roll to see how much you're losing. Okay, somebody just dropped Adam.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, he's basically unconscious now, so. You still there, guys? Okay, good. Just Adam missed. Okay, he's basically, like his call said, he is unconscious now. And he basically, you caused a new earthquake and a vibrational pattern, and debris fell on him, and also the vibration got him. And also the thing kind of like stumbled back. You cannot see quite what it is. You only
Damn.
See it's shiny, it's kind of skeletal, and it has two, what look like
guns. I love it.
Okay, Adam, you're unconscious and you're dying.
Don't pull that apart. Right there.
So.
Put the mask down.
Wait a second. We might get this.
Ooh.
We might throw in a little fun in there. Give me a sec. Kaiser's online.
This isn't light, is it?
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it now?
Don't remind me.
I guess it's my turn. Yeah, you're unconscious, dude, so. Let me see.
It's not a dirty.
One second, I'm gonna check if Kaiser's gonna come. Okay, he can't come. Yeah, ha ha ha. Anyway, so. That was
I'm here, sorry,
BT's turn. Then,
what?
I'm a little bit confused here, but whatever.
Oh, great. You made the baby cry.
No. No, that's on my end. What is it? Whose turn is it?
It's...
I?
Creature's turn would be the next one for the initiative.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, thanks, B-Team. Okay, give me a second here. And, I'm gonna roll. It's pretty. And, ...80. Okay, BT, roll a 1d100.
So 72 onto typical agility.
Okay, typical 72. Okay.
Okay, then I'm dead.
You get 30 damage. From you see green kind of
actually
energy
have one health point left.
Okay, you gotta roll endurance to see if you're still standing on your feet, which is for you. Okay, yeah.
25.
Well, it's 56 for you now.
And then you just have to lose 30, which takes me to 1.
And then when you lost 25. Okay.
So roll it up.
So, then you got to roll for endurance, 36. Which you have 40, so you got a good chance of doing that. So roll 1d100. Yeah, you have to roll, and then I see, basically means, how much? 46, okay. Okay, 46, and we have... 46 and 40.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still unconscious. Although you have you have two big gaping burning bullet wounds, energy bullet wounds or something. And you can recognize that the thing is some kind of machine, some kind of robot or android or something. Because when he shot, there was a big energy muzzle, so you could see him then.
It is go time.
Okay.
Am I even conscious?
Next person is... Sendu then, yeah.
What?
I don't know, let me see here. Sentai Master. By the way...
Well, that's what that's for.
You guys have a.
Ooh.
You have. Don't forget that you have karma.
Curse you for
so you can use
before
it
I could snag again. Oh. Well, yeah. I guess I'll just attack with it. Roll it on top.
I gave you the gun.
80.
Okay, roll. 80, okay. Sentai Master, you have a agility that is remarkable. And 80. Okay, it's the yellow. You hit. And the gun you do is does 15 damage.
Yep.
And it just ricochets off his body. Okay. Next person.
She's at -5.
Is
after
that,
she's -5.
It was Sendu, and then it's Angie's turn. BT, you just want to play Angie? She is at -5. Okay. Well. Okay. All right, she's still at -5.
That works.
We could use her karma to bring her back, or let's just say then she's dead then. Okay. Okay.
What you said.
No, it's fine. It's just a throwaway character. Okay.
Peppermint Patty.
What? That's what I said about your... Nah. Okay, whatever. Don't get the reference. Don't care. Okay.
Gotta roll, or we'll look like dolls.
Next person is then... Everybody got a roll. For initiative.
92.
15. Yeah, BT, you're still standing, so. Okay. Sorry, I'm just changing some things.
Yep.
Because again. So the first person is,
okay.
Bites 90. Is the 92 yours? Okay, so it's your turn, BT.
I'm going to use one of my talents, memorize and hypnosis on the creature.
Good.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, hypnosis? Wait, let me see. I gotta see that.
It's under talents.
Okay, you got empathy, vibration control, fire control. It's talents. Mesmerism and hypnosis. Okay.
Yep. Then psyche science.
Let's say that would be either reason or psyche, whatever is higher. Which for you it would be psyche. So roll.
Yep.
Remarkable. So.
34.
So instead of using your intelligence, you're just forcing your will.
Okay.
So 30 and 34. Nothing happens. That was your turn.
Yeah, I'm in negative, but I'm going to use some of my karma to come back.
And now it's Evan's turn. Are you still alive? I'm not even sure.
Alright, so I'm going to spend all 30.
If you use all of your karma, you can come back to full health, which is a second win. Same
right,
for
so
BT.
So I'm going to spend all 30 karma to get a second win.
Which you're basically your adrenaline is kicking in.
Okay.
Okay. Right. By the way, BT, you can use it for other stuff too. Just telling you. It's up to you for your next round. Okay, you're back at full health right now, but it's kind of more, it's
right.
Not going to last too long.
I'm going to get revenge
like,
on this
alive,
son of a bitch. I'm going to burn him with my dragon.
You still need medical attention or some kind of healing. Anyway, for now, you're fine, so go. What you want to do? Okay, roll.
Uh-oh.
Okay, got really quiet there, but... Okay, let's say the dragon does 60 damage. Let me see, 60... Okay, you basically emblazon them into dragon fire, which does, it's a smaller dragon, so it does 60 damage. And, you know what, let me write this down. Okay, his guns basically melt, and he seems to be somewhat melted. Some parts of him, but he's still walking. Like, he basically walks out of the fire. Basically, yeah, you guessed it. He's basically the Terminator. So just imagine the scene when he walks out of the burning explosion there from the first one. So he's somewhat like hinking, and his two guns are melted. So it's just gonna be close combat for him.
Mike. Is that any better?
Why are you so quiet?
There you go.
Adam, I can barely hear you now. That was your turn, Adam.
I will play that song Requiem from Mozart that moment.
No, don't play it. So, that was your turn, Adam?
That's the song that's playing in my head.
Yeah, okay. No, don't play anything. You can play it in your head. Yeah, okay. Next person would be it was
doomed.
Evan. It was
We're
BT Evan. Sendu.
Ah, the heck with it. I'm just gonna shoot him again.
Drama queen.
23, big failure. Enough said.
Okay, 1d100.
No kidding.
Okay, your agility is 30, 23, 30. That's not enough, you miss. Okay. And, that was your turn. And now it's, that was your turn. Okay, then it's my turn. Okay. Okay. Give me a sec here. 44. Okay, he picks up a
it's not me this time.
One of the pipes. Iron pipes that have been laying.
I wasn't
what
playing
is that
music.
What is that music? Is it Adam? Oh, it's a cell phone. Okay. And, okay. He punches the dragon for... 75 hit points. Basically, he comes there and just... punches
you
the dragon so hard that the dragon's
bitch.
Neck breaks, and then he basically stomps the dragon's head, and it just squishes.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, that was his turn, and okay,
right. I'm on it.
Roll it on top. On
Sendu,
the
that was Sendu's
68.
Okay, we got everyone then. Then everybody roll a 1d100.
39.
Again.
Yep.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay, 21. So it's Sendu is the first turn to go.
Lift up his foot and make him trip and bang his head on the ground. Roll it. Come on, lucky even number. Darn.
Okay, that's yeah, go ahead. Roll.
It's what's it say? 29.
It says remarkable. Skill and that power. Okay. So 29. Remarkable.
Right.
Yeah, it's not enough. Nothing happens.
Do I have any other abilities?
Okay,
I was
Sendu.
Or is it
now
just that I can summon dragons?
Evan's
and shit.
Turn. Well, you could. The thing was, you had this thing where you said you had magic creation.
Well, since
and you would just pull spells out of your ass, but we agreed that you could do fire and lightning.
Right. So since it's basically there is no cloud,
you
probably,
could basically
I'm
learn
kind of burn
spells
him
with
fire.
Magic creation. So those are the spells you know: fire and lightning.
Oh, cool. Then I'll just do lightning. Go. Emperor Palpatine on his
the
ass.
The lightning comes out of your hands, just like the fire. You don't need clouds for that.
Fuck it, too. Damn it!
Wow!
Okay, you got good skill, and that's a roll. Two.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, that's a critical hit. You electrocute yourself, basically. Okay, you get 10 damage. Let's see if you
damn
still
it
are conscious. Roll 1d100.
Oh,
you got an endurance that is poor, so roll.
Son of a bitch!
You are electrocuted and you're out of the game.
Hey, now is a good time to run.
You suddenly see Adam's
oh,
character
damn
just go, he was doing this big.
That is so sad.
I'm gonna use empathy.
That was Evan Brower's turn,
shit.
And now it's BT's turn. 33. Right. Empathy. Okay.
Make him feel the death of the dragon.
Okay, roll. Oh. Basically, you make him feel what somebody else is feeling. Who are you? Who are you? Okay, good idea. Okay, roll 33. J and empathy is remarkable, so 33.
Okay.
33. Nothing happens. Okay.
Sad. Yep. I just ended up electrocuting myself in a desperate attempt to save my friend.
That was, okay, now it's my turn.
Talk as if it was the first time.
Well, it's the first time in this game.
Okay.
Really? I did?
29.
Damn.
No, you went through a couple of characters in Super Dicks. Yes. Okay. He basically goes to you and just finishes the job, Adam. He just steps on your head.
I am definitively fucked.
You're dead.
God. Well, he certainly lasted long, didn't he?
That's the end of Evan Prower.
Yeah, with my track record, that's no surprise.
Oh, he did actually.
Like fucking flies.
For your characters, no offense. Well, I gave you the freedom to do whatever character you wanted. So, anyway, yeah, shit. Yeah, close the program. Whatever. Okay, yep. Next person. That was the Terminator's role. And that was Evan Power. Okay, basically Sendu and BT roll. I'm gonna roll too. Okay, 72. Okay, it's my guy's turn. He goes to Sendu's character, 33. And let's see how he does. Okay. Sendu, since you have a high agility score, roll 1d100. Ten. Okay. Sentai Master. Yeah, your agility is 30, 10. Yeah, you know what? You got 50 karma. Why don't you use it? Okay, 10, it will be 60. Okay, you use all of your karma and you dodge his punch.
Much hope of winning at this
okay,
point.
Okay, now
is
it's
there.
It was my turn. Now
yeah,
it's
considering
Sendu's
I just
turn.
Got curb stamped.
I wonder what happened to the dragon.
It got crushed, just like I did. He beat the shit out of it and then he crushed it as insult to injury.
Yeah.
Don't you hear what I'm saying?
And then he did the very same to me. After I get electrocuted.
Well, with my stealth ability, I'm gonna try and escape this battle.
As a Sentai hero.
Okay. Let me see here. Your skills, Sentai Master. What's your skills?
Okay.
Eye color. Oh, stealth. Okay.
48.
Okay, stealth, and you will use your agility score. So roll. Okay, for now you have.
I'm gonna use body adaptation and turn my arms into acid guns.
So it's BT's turn. Okay, roll.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna spray him with
you
both guns.
You have now acid guns, which. Do the same amount of damage which body adaptation gives you. Okay, you can do that in your next round, since the transformation does take some time, because that's something... technically, body adaptation I don't think is exactly that, but since you rolled a critical hit, absolute, yeah,
okay.
It worked.
So
well, let's say since you did a critical hit, you... No, let's say you can't do it, so shoot.
Agility
you shoot with your agility skill.
What?
Okay. Roll one to you. Okay. You miss.
Okay.
You miss him. The globs of acid miss and hit the ground and just dissolve it. Okay. So it's
52.
Just you and me since Sendu is fleeing.
Okay, I'm going to shoot him with acid again.
26, so it's your roll. So I'm going to make this a dip. Okay, so it's your turn. Okay, roll.
Yay!
Okay.
I survived.
Basically, you hit him full frontal and he dissolves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the thing is, your blood, because you adapted to that, is now acid.
I don't care, at least I survived.
So you need some time to heal and adapt to that. And right now it's very painful. You feel a big tingly sensation everywhere. And your veins are not...
Yeah. Sit back down and continue counting.
But you are still... Okay.
Wait for the person who ran up to shut back up.
What the guys do
now? He said he'd be right back.
Okay.
Sendu.
Sendu?
Sendu says BRB.
Sendu?
That's good.
Which guy said that? You mean David? Oh, Sendu, he said he's... Okay, then we're just gonna do a little break here, okay? I have still some ideas we could do, but, you know, we might just stop it here, but I'm just going to make a little break here.